If we were awarding an animal for most inspiring piece, the first place runaway choice obviously would be the dove. As peaceful as a dove, as the saying goes. The dove that helped Noah know he could leave the ark. The dove that points to Jesus' divinity after his baptism. Doves are the birds released by popes at ecumenical peace meetings, by grieving families after the burial of a loved one. Doves speak peace. In Hebrew, they also speak Jonah. That's right. The name of our first reading prophet means dove. I did mention something about the humor found in the book yesterday. Jonah, the dove, does not see the destruction of Nineveh, so today he flies off, angry at their conversion, angry at the message, angry about his life. I would be better off dead, the weakened prophet declares with clenched fist. The dove wanted war. We're not the only community reading Jonah today. Beginning last night and ending tonight is the Jewish Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. And Jonah in its entirety is the text read to the people. That choice can help us with today's selection some. We must be right with God to be right with ourselves. We must be right with God and with ourselves to be right with others. We might not be named peace or dove, but like Jonah, we have tools at our fingertips. The Word, the Eucharist, the title Catholic and Christian that we bear into the world today. May these God-given elements seep into us deeper, not an occasion for a joke or a scandal, but an occasion of God. Jonah, the dove, may want war, but God never ceases to try to change his flight pattern.